A quick note about today's show. Our podcast today does contain music with non-FCC compliant lyrics. Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Normal's Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in to the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. We've had a jam-packed week of marijuana audio this week, folks. It's time to kick back today and have some fun. Fridays here on The Stash, we loosen up with some travel music, movies, and comedy. Today, we'll have a great mix of music from the Hempilation 1 and 2 albums with Cypress Hill, The Black Crows, and more. Also on the show today, we'll run down the voting of our weekly web polls, announce our free stuff winner, and read some of the comments our listeners have emailed into the program. We'll get you into our weekend right with our fun Friday shows here on The Stash. Make sure you visit the Audio Stash Archive to listen in to any shows you might have missed, including Tuesday's interview with Congressman Maurice Hinchey and our in-depth discussion with Dr. Mitch Earlywine on the science of medical cannabis that aired this Wednesday. Listen to all the MP3s and fill up your Audio Stash right in our archive. We'll wrap things up today catching a case of the giggles with some pod-safe comedy from podshow.com. All here today on Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. Welcome back to the Audio Stash on this Friday. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. We've got a great Get Into Your Weekend show for you today. Take a moment to join us at Normal. Visit NORML.org. And Fridays, we get to have some fun here on the Audio Stash. It's been an intense week. Make sure you visit our archive. There really was some spectacular audio this week, from the House debate to our first member of Congress here on the program. Just an amazing discussion with Dr. Mitch Earlywine this past Wednesday as well. Again, you can catch all the MP3s in our full archive of every Audio Stash program. Just visit normalaudiostash.com. Now it's Friday. It's time to relax a bit, get into our weekend right with some comedy and music here on The Stash. For some Stash music from the Hempilation album, here's Cypress Hill, I Want to Get High.
You want to get high? Does everybody want to get high? I want to get high. So fucking high. Do you want to get high? Throw your weed leaf in the air like this. This is the new weed leaf sign. So when you're at a Cypress show or any rap group who talks about weed, go like this. This means you're a stony motherfucker. All these weed leaves can be grown by a seed.
Thank you.
legalize the herb. Let me hear you say pom pom pom. I want to legalize the herb. Let me hear you say pom pom pom.
There's Cypress Hill from the Hempilation One album with that track, I Want to Get High. You know, something important to point out here, folks, is that Normal and High Times have worked together for decades to provide marijuana music, comedy, and entertainment events. Normal has really brought together tens of thousands of citizens, if not hundreds of thousands out there, and dozens, if not hundreds, of music and other celebrities to speak out against marijuana prohibition in America and call for change. Cypress Hill donating that track to the Hempilation album is just another example of how Normal is out there getting everyone involved with reform. You should get involved too. We make it easy at Normal. Visit normalaudiostash.com. Next up on the show today, you, our listeners, are providing the content as we read some of your emails here on the show. All right, it's time to read some of your emails here into the program, and we've gotten hundreds and hundreds of emails, comments, and votes. Keep it up, folks. We really do appreciate the positive feedback. We are working our tails off over here to try and respond to you all. But here, let's read some of the stuff that we got in the first couple weeks of the show. And these comments came in on our web polling question. Have you ever tried to change someone's perception about marijuana? This comment out there, yes, and I used Normal as my source for all of my facts. I have a lot of personal experience to base my opinions, but you guys added the legitimacy I needed. Thanks. That's a very cool comment out there. That's right. Change perceptions, folks. Also on that perception question, this comment, it's amazing what a little common sense can do. The arguments, i.e. lies and half-truths that underpin cannabis prohibition are easily demolished. Often all you need is a knowledge of the facts, a little good cheer, and a lot of patience for people who can't yet conceive of a better way. That's a great comment out there. Also on the perception question, we got this one. There are so many widespread falsehoods about marijuana that many people just assume that it must be really harmful, but I have really decided to make a concerted effort to change popular views on marijuana. Well, we're in there with you. We are changing popular views on marijuana every single day. Keep those comments coming in and keep up the good work on your own out there. Also, on the question we asked this one, does your state have an ordinance for medical marijuana or legalization? And we got this comment in. It's exhausting to continually see and hear anti-drug or anti-pot propaganda completely discriminate against people's individual choice. Without proper education, the public will always accept the just say no response while holding a beer in their hand and a cigarette in the other. I really like that comment out there. Thank you for that one. Also in the ordinance question, we got this comment in. Great shows, love them every day. Maybe someday the old school politicians will wake up and end profits for black market dealers while innocent Americans continue to go down hard for the government sins. Thanks to that one out there, and that was from Patrick out there. And finally, we're going to wrap things up with this sort of longer comment, but you know what? It was a really nice one, and we really like all the nice comments that come in here to the show. This one from Massachusetts, and we just love the nice stuff. You know, we can't get enough of that. Love my daily audio stash. It has become every bit as important to my early mornings as the daily local and national news, which I also listen and watch daily. Keep up the good work, Chris. You have great serious mannerism, which is a plus in this day and age when we all take this issue so seriously. If we unite and can be serious about the subject of legalization, instead of acting like goofs when we're trying to get our valid points across, we'll build the numbers that shall overturn and assign the law that allows more dangerous and addicting substances such as alcohol and tobacco to exist legally in this country. Well, thank you very much for that comment, and thank you for all of your emails here into the program. Keep those emails coming on in. You can send them in through our web polling that happens on the site every single week, twice a week actually, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we're not going to get to it right now, but we've got results to the weekly web polls this week. We're just running out of time, but we've got results to the weekly web polls this week right up on our website. Visit normalaudiostash.com to find out how people voted in our questions this week. We asked, do you like the smell of cannabis smoke, and do you interact with your congressional rep? Those results up there online. Visit normalaudiostash.com. Thanks again for all of your emails. The positive comments have really been just so awesome. Keep emailing them in. We're all reading them out there. Next up, also from the Hempilation 1 album from High Times Magazine and the Normal Foundation, we've got back-to-back tracks. First, it's the Black Crows with Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35. And then a cool track from Long Beach Dub All-Stars with Barrington Levy.
Them said, ain't that the dreadlocks? So where you come from? You want some two stickers? Mr. Sensi under your thumb. I said, no, officer Lord, he must be mad. He smoke cigarettes and strictly shag. Oh, no. All over me, them don't romp with me, they take away my sense. All over me, Babylon, that's all over me. Oh no, see, no, we, no, hey, no, we, yeah. All over me, Babylon, that's all over me. All over me, Babylon, that's all over me. One gun button, my lip up here, blood, my start spit. To Babylon, nobody short is a. Under my sense me all night, ooh yeah. Under my chronic me all night. Under my sense me, under my sense it, no. See, no. We don't use no cocaine to mess up our brain. We smoke with the sense. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take, but government wanna crack. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take, but government wanna crack. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take, but government wanna crack. So no. All over me, all over me, Babylon, that's all over me. Them don't romp with me, they take my sense. All over me, Babylon, that's all over me. Oh no, see, no, ooh, yeah, oh, yeah, never try. Whoa, they don't know where they want to try. Watch that. We don't use the cocaine. Up our brain, we smoke up the sense. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back, that man wanna crack. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back, that man wanna crack. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back, that man wanna crack. Oh no, see, no, ooh. All over me, Babylon, just all over me. Wanna like it? All over me, Babylon, just all over me. All over me, Babylon, just all over me. Oh no. And I'm a sense me on, I'm a, oh yeah. And I'm a sense me on, I'm a sense. And I'm a sense me on, I'm a sense. Whoa.
That was the Long Beach Dub All-Stars with Barrington Levy and Under Me Sensi. Just before that, we heard the Black Crowes with Rainy Day Women number 12 and 35. Those tracks from the Normal High Times albums, Hempilation 1 and 2. Now let's wrap things up today with some pod-safe comedy from podshow.com. We've got clips to the artists featured in today's comedy segment on our website at normalaudiostash.com. If they make you laugh, give them a click.
Hi, this is Tony Blair. I've been asked to introduce this special Christmas CD from Simon. Because, you know, I'm a hip kind of guy, and I know my music. I'm sure you all know that I can play the guitar. But anyway, there are some wonderful tracks on this CD. There's a long-lost song of David Bowie's, and also a new song by Morrissey, who I love, except when he slags off Labour, which I really hate. But Labour has had a difficult year. Recently, my good friend David Blunkett resigned, and I must say, I really didn't see that coming. But then again, neither did he. Ha! Huh. Sorry, bad joke. Anyway, enjoy the CD, and have a good, safe Christmas. And remember, Father Christmas votes Labour. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I woke up in the morning in this dark and dirty cell, and now I'm waiting for my lawyer, 'cause this can't be where I belong. Yeah, well, I know my rights, but I don't remember what I did wrong. I'm looking through my pockets for any kind of clue, some kind of explanation for the things that I've been through. Well, all I found's a quarter, but there's not I can call. It's the only thing that gives me, and it doesn't help me at all. Yeah, 'cause if I know those two good friends of mine, well, they didn't stick around for long. Yeah, 'cause I know my rights, but I can't remember what I did wrong. Oh, sing it. That was 7 days ago, and I'm still waiting for my attorney. Is he ever gonna show? Well, what if I get stuck here for the rest of my life? Another couple months and I might have to call my wife. Maybe I'll just stay here. Lord knows a man ain't that strong. Well, I know my rights, but I don't remember what I did wrong. Well, I guess I know my rights, but I'm damned if I can remember a damn thing about what I did wrong.
Trafalgar Cast, Episode 1. Hello, interweb! Welcome to Deep Space. This is Trafalgar Cast. I'm your host, Nigel.
It just suis ordinateur.
Yes. Sorry, don't know what le computer said there. Really have to learn French one of these days. Where was I? Yes, my co-host Hawthorne should be here, but I don't know where he is at the moment. Well, we'll just wait for him. But in the meantime, I have some pod-safe music for you. This one's from CC.
Sorry I'm late, chap.
Wherever have you been?
No, I've been off planet side on an away mission to gather some pods for our cast. Here they are. Now, what do we do?
I say, I think you have this the wrong way around, Hawthorne.
Oh, look, Nigel! Oh, they're opening! Oh, this will be quite a podcast!
Oh, dear! Well, you know what we must do.
I'll get the flamethrowers.
I say, Nigel, you are right! Podcasting is fun!
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley!
Who are you talking to?
I can't believe I'm wearing green. He can't believe he's wearing green. I can't believe I'm wearing green. I can't believe I'm wearing green. I can't believe I'm wearing green. I'm wearing green. I'm wearing green. I can't believe I'm wearing green. I'm wearing green. I'm wearing green. I can't believe I'm wearing green. I'm wearing green. What do you mean? I can't believe I'm wearing green. It's just obscene. It's not obscene. What do you mean? I'm wearing green.
Green.
sailing life. Boats and ships and such things. It's like I was born to be here. I say, Monsieur le Comte.
Oui.
What's that thing he called?
Comment vous dites? Sails.
Ah, I knew it. Very good. And that thingy?
Comment vous dites? Poop deck.
Gads, man! How barbaric. I hope you're not expecting me to...
Ahoy there, Hov. Captain Hillary.
Ahoy yourself, Nige. Human Edmund. That's fun to say. Monsieur le Comte was just telling me the most dreadful things about this deck.
Yes, yes, whatever. Listen, Hilly, I'm sorry, I can't hold my tongue any longer.
Pray tell, chap, about what are you vexing?
It's my sleeping quarters, Hill. How come I only get a quarter and you get a half? Dash it, it just doesn't seem fair, chap.
Well, I am the commander after all, Chippo.
Only by chance, Hilly, and I still say you cheated somehow.
Such insubordinance to your commander and captain! I should clap you in irons and peel-haul you!
Keel, monsieur.
Keel! Even better!
Keel-haul? Sounds fierce. What on earth does that mean?
No idea. I heard it in a book. Well, to show you that I'm a top bloke, I'll let you try again for the captaincy. Shall we go at it again?
Bring it on, doggerel!
Why so cruel?
Just getting into it, you see.
No! Well then... On the count of three.
One, two, three, shoot!
Cannonball beats sail.
Best two out of three.
Now, take it like a man. A one, a two, a three.
Great gentle ghost!
Nous sommes soumis au attaque.
I say, perhaps we'd better stop playing Master Cabanzis for a moment and attend to this cannon fire.
Oh, one more game.
No, how can I say no to my favorite yeoman? Ready? A one, a two...
Hello there. We are the French. Frère Handel or die.
Ah! Die it is, then, you filthy baguettes. You won't see us surrendering to the likes of you. Isn't that right, Lecomte?
Vous êtes tout seul.
Gads! Lecomte has fallen overboard. Quickly, help him back in. It may take all of our sailing expertise to save him.
I do say it was a very determined fall. Almost as if he jumped, my good man.
Come about! Is that right? Swing the poop deck! Trim the, main, I have no idea.
Now he seems to be swimming the wrong way!
Must be confounded by his fall, poor man!
I say, Lecomte, you're swimming towards the enemy!
This is the French again. Prepare for certain mortar.
My word, this is terrifying! I may need that poop deck after all.
Looks like this is the end. What shall we do?
Well, really, now you've been hit with a cannonball. Oh, this has gone too far. Le computer, holovision hologram off.
Holovision terminé.
Yes! Oh, heavens marbles. What a bizarre holovision that was. Eh, Nigel? Blasted cinema verite. Oh, but what an adventure. I'm glad we decided to spend our summer holiday on a hollow holiday. I say, Nigel, you took that cannonball to the chest like a true champion. Did it really hurt? Chap? I say, Nigel, what are you playing at? It was only a hologram, right? Or was it?
Thanks to Podshow.com for all the great pod-safe music. We feature the band Carne Cruda as our theme. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. Make sure you visit our archive at normalaudiostash.com if you missed any of our past shows. They're all posted up there. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 on Monday.